We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We are starting 17 lines from the top, approximately. The first word on the line is L'shtanos, at the end of that line. So we have here a Machloikis Amaroyim, and that includes a Machloikis Shlokas Rav Yechanan. If our Mishnah is arguing about if you bring a Raya Be'edim, or if you bring, if the Shalah is to bring a Raya Be'kim Shtaros. That's what it means, the Shalah, what Moisech Veil Raya means. And the Nafkmina is what the Biyar Machloikis is. If you learn the machlokes is, and it means raya be'edim, so the machlokes is, if you go basa hashta or not, which means that the shtar is fine. Just the shaila is, was he a bari or shchivira? So the Tanakama, who says that the receiver wins, says, look, you're a bari now, it's a matnas bari. So if I win, and you have been a raya be'edim, that you were a shchivira. And the chacham say, no, I'm oitzim echvel raya, the cheskes moment wins. Why? Because Maisi doesn't go about Chazaka the Hashta, and it goes about Cheses Mam, and they win. And even though you have a star, I believe Cheses Mam to say that I was a Shemir at that time. That's if you learn Machlekes is Raya Be'edim. If you learn Machlekes is Gabi Kim Shtaris, so Machlekes is Kuli Ham, everyone goes about the Hashta. He's a Bari now? Okay. If he's a Bari now, so it looks like he was a Bari. The Shaila is, you have to prove your star. So the Tanakama holds that the star is proven because he agrees he wrote the star. He just says, I was a Shimeras. Once he agrees he wrote the star is like a non-sadi against him. Mashenka the Chum say, no, you have to make a Kiyam Staris because we have Peshaw's Masit. We don't know if the star is good. Oh, he said the star is good, but he's saying also he was a Shimeras. So therefore, you have to bring Iraya means Kiyam Staris. That's the Machlaikis Rabbi Yechon and Shlokos had to learn the Mishnah. And the Gemara, here we have a Gemara where a different discussion according to, it's not a Toshima according to the Rashbam, it's a different discussion, not the same Indian, but the new discussion. So, Shor of Shimma Lakash Rav Yechanan, Rav Shlokash asked Rav Yechanan, Zush Shanuya of Mishas Bar Kapara, this what that we learned, that then Mishas Kapara, he's going to say, Rav Shlokash asked Rav Yechanan, this member of Bar Kapara sounds like Rav Meir, and Rav Yechanan's going to argue on that. Zush Shanuya of Mishas Bar Kapara, Reisha Ya Oichel Sada, someone who's sitting on a Sada, eating its produce of Baba Chastish Shalai. And it's a chazaka that says, you know, it says, Bekar Lov Acher. And someone comes, says, Loimar Shali. Someone comes and says, that's mine. Shimon tells Reuben, that's my property. Well, I don't know what you're doing, eating my property. So Reuben pulls out a star and says, what do you mean? You sold it to me. Vahitzi says, oh, you know, Loimar, Shimon Charatoli, or you sold it to Matana. He pulls out a star and says, you sold it to me, or you gave it to Matana. So now Shimon says back, I don't know, that's a mezuyah. The star is a forgery. I never wrote a star. So, loch is this guy, hashtar b'chesamov. You have to get a kiyum, and then Reuven, who's sitting here, can win. But im Omar, if Shimon says, that is my star, but it's a star pasimhu, which means that I wrote it for you to make you look like a rich person, because you wanted to show that you're rich, you want to get loans and different things. Oy star monahu, or I gave you a star before you actually bought it. Sometimes people do that also. So he's agreeing it's a star. He's agreeing he wrote it, but he's saying it's not. I didn't sell it to you because the star passed my star mono. You didn't give me money. If there's edim, halakha edim. If there's edim that it's a star mono, you go after edim. Vim lav halakha star. Now you go back to the star. So what does it say in this halacha that Avivite Shimon is moed in the star, he's stuck. Reuven wins automatically. Even if he claims star amonahu. And doesn't even say you have to mekayim a star. If he says mezuyah, then Reuven has to mekayim a star. But if Shimon says that it is my star, but it's star amonah, and it's not your property, you didn't pay for it. The halacha is Reuven wins. Why is Reuven win? Because he's moed the star shikasu, and he's not believing the migu and saying, I'm the one who said it's real star, I'm telling you it's star amonah. He's not believing that because once he said it's a star, it's a star. So, basically, moedav shtav shakosu ain't sarach lekayim. That's the moedav. Huh? Huh?
You don't see any time
over
here that the
team star is. No, of course you do. It says over here in the brisa. What happens if he says any makar star is amoylam? What does it say? Yiskayim shtar bechesamav. What happens if he says star pasimu? Nothing. If star pasimu, Reuven wins unless he could bring Adam star pasim. So beforeus you don't need kiyim. Beforeus you don't need kiyim. So it says if he says Shtar Mezuyev, then Reuven got to bring a Kiyam. Right. If Shimon says Shtar Pasim, does he have to bring a Kiyam? No. Reuven wins. Unless he can prove it with Adam that Shtar Pasim, Reuven wins. So Klohar, then Moedim Shtar Shakosu, Ein Tzorach L'Kayim. So Adkan, the member of Bar Kapara. So Shlokas asked Reichron, Lamer Amehi, the Amma Maida Bashash Kosta and Zalakaimai, you tell me this member of Akapar is Yechidah, is going to Ramei who holds Maida Bashash Kosta and Zalakaimai, Belay Rabbanon, is going to Ramei, not the Rabbanon. So Reichron said, no, Amma Lei, Loi, Shani Oimer, I hold the Reakoil, Maida Bashash Kosta, who ain't a Zalakaimai. I hold that Lakuli Al Maida, if you are Maida Bashash Kosta, ain't a Zalakaimai. You not believe with Amigu. That's what Rebbe said. No, it's Kuliyam. I have a Miflik Pligi. We have a first Mechleikus. We have a first Mechleikus that there's a place where I may have the Rabbanon about Moed B'Shach Shkosva. The Tanan, or the Tanya, this is the Brice and Ksubis. It says, if two Edom come and say, you know, they came to do Kiyam, say, this is my signatures, but we were Ketanim or Anusim. Ain't Nemonim L'Poista, the Rebbe, not Nemon to Pasalot. Why? Because once your amoid, it's your signatures, then the star says that we are kosher, and you can't say apostle. It's a pesha, so how could Rabbi Yechanan say that Bar Kapara is a kuliyama? Because once you made the star, you don't need a kiyam. Chacham said, you are not meant to say that it's I'm not a good aid over here. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say it's a kuliyama? On Malay, so Rabbi Yechanan says back to Shlokas, no. He Edim alimi umari shtaro. By Edim, they're strong, and they can marry the star. Because they're saying, that's our signature, we are Anusim. Iu kol kemine, but a stama person, who's made the star, stama the baldover, that's a migu makam Edim. And there, he's not believed to star, pass the star mana. Like the Rashbam says, Iu kol kemine bitmi, v'chiyesh koyach b'yad ha'loi v'loi ma'ini chayev klum, v'hocha, loi amri, you don't say over here, pesh osu ha'pesh hita. The kivin to oma loi v'kasaf tishtar zeh, but I'm saying, efes star, passim, star manu. You cannot believe the Malach Shakam Makom Edim Loyam Rinon. The Nan Sadik Lav Shtar Amonahu. The Edim Ashtar Amonahu Fasim Loychasmi. You're not a righteous star. So therefore, not Nemo, but the Edim himself. That's what's Mechleikus. So right now what we're holding is like this. Rosh Lakish tells Rav Yechanan, you know, this time Shmuzing, I have here a Brisa of Bar Kapara that says that if the Moedim Ashtar Shakos Vayinso Kaimai, isn't that Rameir? Rav Shlakish says, no, it's Kuli Alma. No, that Mechleikus is only by Edim. That's the only time Chacham would say that the Nemanim, if it's Edim himself. But Stam Deloiv is not Neman, it's Migul Makom Edim. That's what holding right now. So Amr Lei, we're not finished. So Amr Lei, so Shlokus tells Rabbi Yechanan, okay, you're telling me that everyone agrees that Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu ain't in Tzarech L'Kaima. Amr Lei, V'Lei Mishmecha Amru, Yofa Iru B'nei Mishpacha. Which means like this, we don't have this exact Rabbi Yechanan, but he said, they say from you, in the story on top of the Amid, bottom to the top, Kufan Dalam Alf, the bottom to the top of the Amid, the story there was where, in Bnei Brak, where someone sold Benichse Aviv, and he died, and the Lekuchas come and say, it's mine. And the Bnei Mishpacha say, no, he was a Katan. So who wins? So there's a member for Rabbi Yechanan that in such a case, Yafir Bnei Mishpacha, the Bnei Mishpacha are believed to say that it is they were cotton. Why? Because Pesha Asa Pesha Hita. And you don't say Moed B'Shtash HaKosvu Ein Yitzarach L'Kaima. So who says the Bnei Mishpacha win? They could say that they're cotton. So you said there's a man the armor like that. Now, the truth is, before we had a different Rabbi Yechanan that said the reason why the Bnei Mishpacha won, you know why they won? Because they were the Cheskes Mammon. That's what we said before. And he learns the Mishnah, like Raya means Raya Be'edim. But now all of a sudden we're saying Pshat and Rabbi Yechanan that it means Raya Be'kim Star. And this man the Amma holds that Tzarech L'Kaimon. If you look at Tosfos, the Rambam, Loi Mishmecha, Tanya Tosfos. But the Mishmecha, Omri, Yofi Rabbi Mishmecha, Matam Kiyim Star, Veloi Matam Edim. Now we're talking about him. So he asked him his kasha. So his kasha was that you're saying everyone agrees. Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu. And it's all kaima. He was not like that. He said it's all kaima. Amalei. So Rabbi Yechanan answers back. Zu Eloza Amra. This is Eloza my Talmud. Amra. Ani lo yamarati dozem elma. I never said that. That they say Mishmecha is Eloza talking. And so why do we think that it's Mishmecha? So two pshatim in the Rishonim. Either he's making a mistake, saying Mishmecha Rabbi Yechanan, or Allah has set up Hashem himself. But since everyone knows it's Talmud Rabbi Yechanan, they thought it was Rabbi Yechanan. Huh?
Which
man? The Lema Shmecha. The Shlokas asked Rabbi Yechanan, Lema Shmecha, they're saying that the reason why the Lema Shmecha win is because their belief is Migu. They're saying, it's a good star, but I'm a Katan. So that was the Kasha on Steer Rabbi Yechanan. I said, that wasn't me. I never said that. I never said that. That was Elazar saying it. And Elazar said it b'shem himself. Or people thought that was from Yechanan, or he said it from Yechanan, it was a mistake. So that's what we're saying. So Adkan, this part of the Gemara, the Gemara's going to ask on this already now, but there was a whole discussion of Shlokas Rabbi Yochanan, and it came out Rabbi Yochanan saying that everyone holds that Einoi Tzarech L'Kaimai. That's what he holds, comes out from here. Well, see, it's Takas, all the theories here, but that's what he said, Einoi Tzarech L'Kaimai, L'Divri Akal. And we asked him, ah, you said it's Machoikas by the name of Shmach, no, that was not me. Okay. So, Zok the Gemara, Omrab Zeira, it's still not good. We're still not happy. Why not? It's one thing if Yechanan is denying what his Talmud said. But Yichbar Rabbi Yane, Rabbi, is he going to deny a story where he told his Rebbe something that's mefurish, not like what we just said before in the discussion, Shlokas Rabbi Yechanan? What was the story of Rabbi Yane as Rebbe? Dom Rabbi Yane, Omar Rebbe. Moide b'shtash ha-kosvu, tzorach l'kaimai. He said of a memra, Moide b'shtash ha-kosvu, you have to mekayim it. You have to mekayim it. It's the first Mishnah. What's the big chiddush? Mishnah. We find here Rabbi Yochanan clearly has a shita that holds that moide v'shtashikos v'tzoruch l'kaimai. Tzoruch l'kaimai. They believe what a miku until you make kiyim. And Rabbi Yochanan says that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah v'cham o'imrim ha'moitzim v'chaveh o'raya is pshat because even though the Shchemira / Bari was Moida in the star, but he's saying I was a Shchemira. He wins until you bring a Kim Stars. So he's saying that we have a Chacham like that. That's what Yechon tell Rav Yane. So now clearly, Heki said before Divrei HaKoil, when he's smoozing with Rav Shlokish, he says Divrei HaKoil Nech Divrei HaKoil in Tzarel Kaima. I mean, Rav Yechon himself said that we have Mandiyam at Tzarel Kaima. This is plus the Kash we just had before Omer Mishmecha. But that he got, I said that was a Loza. But here, what are you do with this story? Here it's clearly he told his Rebbe such a thing. So what's happening over here? So Rav Zeri says, I have to answer a different tarot. I have to figure something out here. Param, Nirin Divrei Rabbeinu Yosef, I hold like Rabbeinu Yosef's version of these halachas. Amar Rabbeinu Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Zu Divrei Chachamim, Avraham Meir Omer, Moide V'Shtar Shekos Tzarech L'Kaimai. He brings down for Rabbeinu Yosef that the Machloikis, the Veltash of Machloikis, this machlokes get the mandiyamim wrong. The chachamim are the one who hold einoi tzarech l'kaimai, and Ramei holds tzarech l'kaimai. Umay divrei akol, the rabbanu garmei divrei akoli. So first thing we started with, we're going to answer what he means when he told Rish Lakish that's divrei akol. He told Rish Lakish, it's not Ramei, it's divrei akol. But he meant to say it was the chachamim. Because he has the thing, the opposite of Rish Lakish, that the bottom of the one who hold ain't itself a kaimer. That's pshat and that. And that's what he means when he says, do the racham will hold that ain't itself a kaimer. Now, there's still a few problems though. But ipchatnan, and our Mishnah says the opposite, racham oimrim hamoitzi mechaveiro el avaraya. We have, first of all, the Mishnah says, racham say hamoitzi mechaveiro el avaraya, which sounds like the racham the one who hold that you have to bring a kiyam shtaros. It's more epoch. Now, Mishnah also says epoch. Racham say that the bari has to bring the raya, and the rameir says the raya. But Tanya, not a brisa, ain't nemer lepoislo. He doesn't want to aid them. The rameir that they're not nemer mchamarim nemanim. He said epoch. You have to switch around also epoch. Now, another thing I have to speak out to you is also a very obvious question. When Rabbi Yechon told his Rebbe Rabbi Yanai, loy mishta seinu huzu. He said, because he said tzarech l'kaima. He said, it's a Mishnah. It's not Racham anymore. It's Rameir really. So you look at Tosef Baram, the last part of Tosef, the last four lines of Tosef Baram. Says, v'chi omale Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yana le'el, Rebbe lo mishenu uzu, loy hiksha memilsa de Rabbanel, hiska loya mishta, he wasn't saying, oh, it's the Rabbanel. He was saying, you know, it's machlaik, it's the Mishnah. That's all he meant to say. Well, it's a big doichik. Huh?
Why was that like Rameir then?
He's asking him, why are you asking? It's Machoikas. That's good, what he's asking on his Rebbe. I don't know why you're asking like that. It's Machoikas. See, Loi Hilksha, El Hiskle, and Mishnah, look, he's asking, is it our Mishnah? And Lachari, it's Shver, Taka, it's Rameh, yeah. It's a problem. Break the Gemara, not a Kasha, that the whole thing doesn't start. So, right now we're saying, according to all these versions, that Rabbi Yechon learned that the machloikis in our Mishnah was kiyum shtaris. The problem is, if you look at Kufna Dalam and Al, like we spoke out in the beginning of this shir, that Rabbi Yechon holds Raya is Be'idim. So Rabbi Yechon and Raya Be'idim come out. On Amun Aleph, he says that's Raya Be'idim. And he was saying he learned machloikis is kiyum shtaris. Right now we're learning, Rabbi Yechon learns machloikis in our Mishnah is about kiyum shtaris. The machloikis is, dear Rabbi Yechon, Amun Aleph says, it says, Rabbi Yechon, I'm Raya Be'edim. The Machlekes says, Chazaka the Hashtim Machlekes. So Gemara says, Epoch, that we're swooping around Rashlakesh Rabbi Yechon. Rashlakesh says, Machlekes says, Raya Be'edim. Rabbi Yechon is Kiyum Shtaris. So now the last Halt Kop, Kasha. So Lepech Nami, Tiyufta, maybe we should turn around Tiyufta also. If you remember, on bottom Kufn Dal to the top of Kufn Dal on Beis, there's a Kasha that Rabbi Yechon has from Rashlakesh, from the case of an Emeshbacha. That the Chayyur should go and moitzim mechavel of a raya. You see, it's from this case, it's a raya be'edim. That's what his raya against Rosh Lakish was. So maybe you switch around that kasha. Just to repeat over that kasha, just to keep the chazan. There we had Rav Yechon, the one who said raya be'edim, and Rosh Lakish has kiyum shtar. So Rav Yechon asked Rosh Lakish, bishlam to me that I hold that the sugya is cheskas mammon. So I understand why. The case of the Yisoyimim there, they keep the property. The Kukas have to bring a raya. Why? Because the Yisoyimim are the Muchsak, they're the Cheskas Mammon. Well, for you, that everything is telling Kiyum Shtaris, let the Kukas get a Kiyum Shtaris and take it. That was the Kasha of Yechon and Shlokesh. You hold the Shiles of Kiyum Shtaris, just become a star. And we spoke about from Taisvis that it's Mestama, you have a Kiyum Shtaris because it's a true sale. So now, Rabbi Shlokesh is the one who says Rai Beidin. Rabbi Yechon is the one who says Kim Shtaris. So the Kash should be opposite. Lepech Nami Tiyufto. Maybe the Kash is the opposite also. The Mishnah says Loi. We can learn the Kash to Rabbi Yechon and Shlokesh, even though Rabbi Yechon is the one who holds Kim Shtaris, and Shlokesh holds Rai Beidin, you can still have the Kash. Hachi Kamalei. Tapa Kufna Nehem Ralph. Hachi Kamalei. Rabbi Yechon is the Shlokesh. Bishlam is the Azak Doma. We're going to say that what the Rambam speaks out, the Rabbi Yechon assumed that there has to be the case of the Brisa is Lekuches had it in the possession already. Like before we had on Kufna Dal and Beis, that Rosh Lakish answered that. The case was, because it's proven like that, because when they asked to exhume the body, take the body out, the right away said, no, we're not going to do that. It's a nivel, not going to do it. So obviously, the Yarshim were asking to take the body out. So therefore, the case was Lekuches had it already. And the Yerushim wanted it back, tiny wiktanim. That was the story. So it says like this: Bishlam l'didda, I mean a raya b'kiyum shtar, haynu mishkachasla. That's why it's possible the nachsi l'kuchas and l'chasim. How did the l'kuchas get in the first place? So l'fi me that the whole nidin is kiyum shtaris. So it's very simple how it happened. The l'kuchas got it. Either they brought a raya to the kiyum shtar, either they brought a kiyum shtaris, or it was Moedib Ashtar. So either way, we know why Lekuchas have it, and now the question is to be Boedik the Mace. Eli the Doch, Damas Rai Be'edim, you hold that the only way Lekuchas get it is Rai Be'edim, how'd they ever get it? Hechem Ashkachas law, the Nachs Lekuchas is Benachosim. How in the world did they ever get the Nachosim if they don't have Edim? They obviously don't have Edim. So how'd they get it in the first place? So that's what makes most sense that, like me, that's learning you don't go past the Cheskas Mammon, and you go with the Star. And Kiyum Shtaris enough, that's where Lekuchas got it. Amalei, so Rosh Lakish answers, Medina Loch Be'iru Dunei Mishpacha, the Lav Iruhu. I agree that when Lekuchas is holding onto a shtar and it's theirs, we don't believe what the, and we give it to Lekuchas, no problem. We don't believe what the Mishpacha is saying. My karmi, Kotanoyach, Azokin in the Inu Chesma Ashtar, Mkeinasa Godel. We're saying, if you hold, you go as Cheskas Mammon, but if someone has a shtar, and the shtar is mekuyim. Why in the world would we believe the bnei mishpacha that say he's a katan? Edom don't sign on a shtar that's a joke. Edom only sign on a shtar that are gedolim and kasherim. So obviously, if Edom signed on a shtar, the truth was it was a gadol, and therefore I'm not even worried about a tayin of the bnei mishpacha. And that's what Lekuchas landed up with it, and that's why the Rav Kiva asked, "Should I take out the mace to check it out?" Because Lekuchas got it. So ad kan this grois hechesbon in the sugya. And what comes out of Halacha Lamayis according to the Rashbam, Maskana he says, Moide b'shtar shekosfu ein tzarach l'kaymai. Because that's what Shmuel says, Zudir b'chachamim, Avraham Meir, and that's also how Rab Zeir learns according to Rabbi Yechanon. So it comes out, he says, Shtar shekosfu ein tzarach l'kaymai, say if it's Edim who's saying they're anusim, say if it's the Loiva saying shtar passim, who they're not believed. If If you're moed in the star, automatically becomes the best, the good star, and you not believe connected the star, migu makamedim, that's the Rashbam Paskins, that moed in the star, shukosu, ain't sorach lekaimai. And we have, at the end of the day, we have two pshatim in our Mishnah, what the machlaikas is. Is it a machlaikas about chazaka da hashta, or it's a machlaikas, the moed in the star, shukosu, ain't sorach lekaimai, but according to Rabbi Yechon, we switch around the Mishnah, and the reisha, the chum, the safe is Rameir, and we paskin, moed in the star, shukosu, ain't sorach lekaimai, therefore, the receiver wins.